Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Today, we're going to be talking about moments, and obviously, this podcast is named Monday Morning Moments. I wrote a book called Moments. We have a lot of blog posts about moments, and I get asked a lot, Mike, why are you always talking about moments, and what are the importance of moments, and tell me more about moments. And I think when people think about that, they think about moments as something that resonates with them. We all remember different moments in our lives, and that's part of the reason that I wrote the book, Moments, Making Your Life Count for What Matters Most, is to think about different moments that we go through, both the mountaintop moments and the valley moments and everything in between. And you may be experiencing something like that. Maybe it's a courageous moment for you right now. Maybe it's you're on a high and things are going really well in your life. Or maybe there's a valley moment and you're dealing with challenging circumstances. And so I wanted to talk about more about definitions of the word moment and how people think about moments. And as I've mentioned several times, my mom was an English teacher, so words and definitions of words have always meant something to me, and they're very important. So in this podcast today, I want to talk about the meaning of a moment and then give you at least four questions that deal with moments. I may throw two more questions in there as well that can help you maximize the potential of moments in your life and get you to consider why moments are important and what you can do with certain moments in your life to build momentum. I want to start by telling a story. Michael Johnson was a Baylor grad, and I went to Baylor, and he was there at the same time that I was, and was just a great track star and Olympic hero and gold medals in the 200 and 400 and world record holder and all of that. And he had just won the biggest race of his life, and this was in the 1996 Olympics, shattering his own world record by a third of a second and winning the gold medal in the Olympics in the 200 meters. And to shatter a record by a third of a second, especially in a race that quick, is amazing. And it was his own world record that he had set 3 months earlier. And he thought about all the training he had endured during that time. And he was thrilled that discipline and hard work and focus had paid off and given him a quiet confidence to go out and achieve his goals. And most people would have thought, well, Michael's just completed the perfect race. He couldn't have raced any better. And yet there was a brief moment during the race that he wished he could have replayed. And it was a brief stumble, the third step out of the block. And if you go back and look at it, you can see that there was a brief stumble that made him question how much faster could he have gone. And he realized in that moment that none of us are perfect, and even in moments like that, that we can persevere. You know, moments have meaning, and the word moment is derived from the Latin word momentum, which is defined as movement or moving power. And I think we all want momentum in our lives. We want to be moving forward. We want progress. We want growth. If you're playing a sport, you want to make sure that you build momentum and that momentum is in your favor and not your opponent's favor. And when we've researched the word moment and we've talked to thousands of people about what they think about when they think about moments, and we ask the question, how would you define a moment? How long does a moment last? And these are some of the definitions that we've gotten of having one-on-one coaching sessions and then also doing surveys and research about the meaning of moments and asking many, many people what they think. Here's some of the top answers that we get. If we're playing Family Feud, the number one answer usually is a split second. So when people think about moments, they think about an instant, a split second, you know, the blink of an eye. Other people start to think about longer definitions of a moment. So maybe a minute or an hour or a day. You could think about moments as a chapter in your life or a season of life. Maybe it's a phase that you're going through or somebody's going through. When you think about history, you start to get into even longer definitions of moments, like a decade or a generation, an age, a millennium, an era, an epic. All of those words define the word moment. And you know, it's interesting. It's a wide gap, a split second to an epic, however long an epic is. But maybe it's just me, but it seems like there's a wide gap in it. And I don't know how one word could represent so many meanings. And as I have reflected on this for many years and written about it, about the meaning of a moment, I thought about how split-second moments can make me aware of what I'm doing in that moment and impact larger kind of aspects of time. And when you think about moments as split-second choices and decisions and thoughts that you have in a certain moment, actions that you take, they affect larger moments. We deal with this with athletes all the time where, you know, the choice you make or the decision you make about what you're thinking and that leading to an action is going to impact larger periods of time. When we think about moments also, every one of us has a deep longing for moments, moments in the spotlight or moments to express ourselves, moments of meaning and purpose and calling. We want to have moments of impact, moments where we provide value to those that we love the most. We want to have moments that are filled with potential and promise. And a lot of us have many of these moments in our lives. Some of us may have one, but that one was a very impactful moment. And it gets us to question, why do we crave and desire to remember moments so much? I believe after doing lots of research and writing about this and pondering this for many years is that moments comprise everything. It's our time, our choices, our decisions, our thoughts, our relationships. Moments encapsulate all of those components. And when we think of a moment, we rejoice and are glad about how we invested our time wisely. Or there may be moments where we lament the fact that we let the moment slip away. Moments are filled with issues to be resolved, opportunities to be realized, challenges to be met. And when we consider moments, we say things like, remember the time we went to whatever place it was, or I'll never forget the time you did this. Some moments are forever ingrained in our memory, and then others can wash away, kind of like being on a beach. You build a castle, and they're just washed away. And when we remember moments, we rarely consider the literal time that the moment took place. I mean, it's not like we say, you know, remember the time at 2:06 p.m. that you did this. It's just a season of life. It's a feeling that we got from the moment. The time becomes less significant as we recall the time of year, the season of life, what age we were, and the way the moment made us feel and how it impacted our future. And hopefully for you, when you think about moments, you're thinking about some of those moments that have made you feel great and have led you to the place you are today. And hopefully that's a really good spot, and it's something that you can build on going forward. I think it's important when we think about moments. I thought about the power of a moment during a journey of growing up without a father. And I remember my mom saying to me when my father left when I was about 3 and a half and my parents got divorced when I was 5. And you know, just going through that as a young boy, my mom said to me, said, Mike, when it all is said and done in your life, you won't necessarily remember specific days, but you'll recall moments. And these moments will hopefully be memories of a life well lived. Wow. That is a powerful statement to think about when you're thinking about, I think she said it when I was around 7 or 8, and hearing and reflecting on those words. You know, it wasn't like all the memories we had had and all the moments had been perfect leading up to that. And here was somebody who had been forced back to work through no choice of her own, and I'm searching for male role models in my life, and fortunately my grandfather and other people and other coaches stepped up. And I could have been paralyzed by some of those moments I'd experienced so far. And yet, young child tends to live in and for the moment. So sometimes it's just going out and shooting basketball or going out and playing with friends after that. Most 8-year-olds don't feel trapped by circumstances. But as we get older, we feel more trapped and locked in around that. Young boys, young kids dream big and feel like they can accomplish anything. And when we think about that, I wonder, why do we lose the sense of adventure as we grow older and more mature? And how do we forget the power and significance of moments in our lives? We become trapped the older we are by moments and by circumstances and feeling locked in versus having a sense of adventure and saying, I know this is a bad season of life or a valley moment that I'm in, but I see a brighter future. And I'm going to pray about that. I'm going to move forward on that. I'm going to use my strengths, talents, and gifts and opportunities to have a brighter future and not be locked in and confined by the moments that I've been through right now and the valley moments maybe that you're going through right now. And we'll all have moments of life. Some moments we sleep, some we stumble, and some moments we soar. And so my challenge to you today is to make sure that you're not sleeping or stumbling through moments in your life right now and the opportunities that are before you as a leader in whatever you do, but that you're soaring through those moments and you're seizing them and embracing the opportunity to step up as a leader, as an athlete, as a performer, whatever you think about in those roles today, as a parent, as somebody who's making an impact in your community, to embrace the moments that you have. And the decisions, choices, and responses that you make in a split-second moment are going to produce momentum in your lives either to fly or to fail. Those choices are going to impact longer decisions to create momentum to either fly and soar or to fail. And so it's really critical as we think about moments that we make them count. Every moment counts. And the question is, do we make the most of our moments in our lives? And how do we respond when there's a brief stumble along the way in thinking about what Michael Johnson did? You know, for Michael Johnson, the 1996 Olympics was a defining moment, a moment that determined his place in history. Defining moments also can be moments that help us clarify our calling and give us meaning and direction in our lives. You know, you've probably thought about different moments in your life and how it's made you feel. And hopefully you've had a defining moment. Sometimes people have, you know, a lot of defining moments in their lives. But as you think about that, the trouble with defining moments is that you can't predict the exact second that a defining moment will happen. And you've got to be prepared for them, though. And we've written about that in other places on the blog site and in other podcasts. But we've got to be prepared and expect that defining moments will happen in our lives and be prepared for that. Michael had endured countless hours of sprints and time in the weight room for a moment that lasted less than 20 seconds. He had spent 10 years of his life to reduce his time by 1.5 seconds. And that was the difference between mediocrity and excellence. That was the difference between just being a good track athlete in Dallas and a world record holder and an Olympic champion. So thinking about that, what are you doing today to prepare for defining moments in your lives, and how are you preparing for those? The 1996 Olympics also represented a lost moment for Michael, the stumble out of the starting block that he wished he could have gotten back. And key question for us is, have you ever lost lost a moment somewhere along the way? Maybe it's a moment that you didn't make the most of. And in that, the challenge is not to dwell on that lost moment, but make the most of the moment that you have now. I think I see so many people who get down and have regrets, and they live in that regret, live in the valley of regret, and they don't move forward on rejoicing in the opportunities that they have and the things that they've been presented to go forward and make an impact with their lives. In this race, in the 1996 Olympics, Michael Johnson persevered through his lost moment and made the most of the bigger moment. He didn't just say, look, I stumbled. Can we, you know, restart the race? I've got gold shoes on that Nike gave me to maybe think about the gold medal, and let's just restart. Can we restart the race? No, he persevered, you know, through that stumble and made the most of the bigger moment. And we're going to have challenges along the way. Circumstances are not always going to be in our favor, but we have to show resiliency and grit and perseverance in those moments to make the most of the bigger moment in our lives. In his book, Slaying the Dragon, Michael Johnson compares our experiences in life to those of a sprinter. And I love this quote, and we've shared this in a lot of workshops that we've done around leadership and peak performance. This quote says, "Success is found in much smaller portions than most people realize, achieved through the tiniest gradations, not unlike the split-second progress of a sprinter. Life is often compared to a marathon, but I think it is more like being a sprinter. Long stretches of hard work, punctuated by brief moments in which we are given the opportunity to perform at our best. I love that last piece of that. Long stretches of hard work punctuated by brief moments in which we are given the opportunity to perform at our best. And whatever you do today, if you're preparing for a client presentation or you're working on a big project or you're investing in your kids every day to help them be their best and realize their potential, or if you're an athlete who's working towards a goal, there are going to be long stretches of hard work that you put in that you may not realize and see the ultimate return on that investment. But you're going to have brief moments along the way where you're given an opportunity to perform at your best. And hopefully you will be able to say it's a life well lived or a season that I made the most of. And I went for it and I did everything I could to maximize my potential and achieve my goals. And those moments along the way mean something. But do they mean something to us? They're going to mean something, but do you care about those moments, and are you making the most of the opportunities that you have? And do we handle those moments with the proper respect that they deserve? We can take them for granted. And so often in life, I see people treating the moments in our lives like the air we breathe, that you know, air is an infinite supply and they'll always be there. And I know I look back at my life and there's times that I've taken moments for granted. I wasn't present. I didn't make the most of that and thought, well, it's always going to be there. But sometimes we can lose those moments and we miss the opportunity to make an impact, to achieve a goal, to make the most of that day. I think there are a couple of questions I want to end this podcast with, actually six. I'll start with two that are higher level questions and then four practical questions around moments. I think when we think about, as you come into a day or you come into a week, or maybe it's when you think about your goals for the year, one of the questions that I ask that I love, that is a great question, and really I simplify it and break it down more into coming into a day or a certain situation, a certain role that I'm getting ready to play. And it's this question: what is the highest and best use of myself? What is the highest and best use of myself? And that gets you to think about your strengths, your talents, your gifts, your God-given calling, your role and your purpose in life. And if you think about that, and maybe it's just coming home from work one, you know, a certain day, and you're thinking about coming home and spending time with your family and asking that question, what's the highest and best use of myself? Some days there have been days that I've come home and I'm tired and been invested in a lot of other people that day and everything, and I just want to, you know, be by myself, or I just want to recharge. But I know that I have another role that I'm stepping into, and I have this question helps me to recenter and to refocus and to recharge and ask, what's the highest and best use of myself? When I'm going into a project situation or leading a team or getting ready to speak to a group, asking that question, what's the highest and best use of myself? Not thinking about just the things I want to say, but what is the highest and best use of the opportunity I've been given to make an impact in the lives of other people? So I want you to think about that question and think about different situations. And again, you can think of bigger moments or you can think of smaller moments. We often talk about contracting the definition of a moment or expanding the definition of a moment. Contracting would be thinking about, in this split second moment, what's the highest and best use of myself? And in longer moments, asking the same question. So whatever roles that you play this week, think about that question. And then once you find the answer to that, then go out and do something about it. And then the second question, not to be a morbid question, but would I live my life differently if I knew I only had a short time to live? And that's a question that you've heard before that many people have asked, but I think it gets us to think about legacy and the impact that we need to make with our lives and that we're called to make. And you have a unique calling and legacy opportunity with your life. And if you knew that you only had a short time to live, a lot of times we'd make different choices about moments. We'd have more of a sense of urgency. We'd have more of a sense of purpose. We'd redirect our actions a lot better versus being maybe selfish with our time or selfish with our thoughts and the words that we speak to other people. So that's another great question to think about. often think about why does it take sometimes take a crisis in our lives to awaken us to live passionate and purposeful lives? Why does it take a crisis to get us to live passionate and purposeful lives? We should be doing that every day. And that's my goal, and that's a lot of the reason that we provide a lot of the resources that we do. I want you to feel that way and to have a sense of urgency about your life and to live a passionate, purposeful life. In order to do that, we have to fully grasp the meaning of moments and handle them with care. We've got to make the most of them and make our lives count for what matters most. So here are four questions that I want to end with. I know there's several questions that maybe you're still pondering as we talk about it. They're deeper questions. But as you think about moments and think about being in a moment, I want you to think about these four questions. The first one is, what is the most important thing I can do in this moment? That's somewhat related to the highest and best use of myself question. But I think in thinking through, when you have a certain choice or decision to make, what's the most important thing I can do in this moment? It's really important. Maybe it's giving energy and effort. Maybe it's speaking a word of encouragement to somebody. Maybe it's stepping up and coming up with creative ideas for somebody. Maybe it's praying for somebody. Maybe it's, you know, teaching somebody else about leadership and how to step up in that. Whatever it might be, what's that most important thing you can do in the moment? And then go out and do it. The second question is, what is the purpose of this moment? That's a little bit more of a philosophical question, but I think it gets us to understanding why we're going through moments and not questioning in a way of, man, I don't understand why I'm going through this moment, being angry about that, but trying to get some meaning from the moment and understanding how it can grow you, even if it's a really challenging and hard moment that you're going through. When we think about purpose, maybe there's an opportunity to learn from that and then learn how we can leverage that and use that in the future. A third question is, who else is impacted by this moment? When we think about moments, a lot of times, or there are some times that we can think about it and think about it's all about us or it's all about ourselves. And I want you to think about who else is impacted by this moment. When I think about that, it kind of widens my view, makes me grateful for the people who've invested in my life. It makes me think about the opportunity I have to make an impact with my life on other people or with this moment or this opportunity or this, you know, achievement or goal that I'm pursuing. Who else is impacted by this moment? And it gets me to think outside myself to make a bigger impact with the moment and with my life. And then the fourth question is, how do I respond in this moment? How do I respond in this moment? And that could be both a mountaintop moment or a valley moment, but thinking about response, because especially in those challenging times of our lives, we need to think about how we respond, not being paralyzed by the moment, not being regretful or feeling like we're confined by the moment, but being able to respond in the moment so that we can move towards a brighter future and to move down the path of where we're called to be. So again, just think about those questions. The most important thing you can do in this moment, the purpose of the moment, who else is impacted by the moment, and how do you respond in that moment? And with the bigger opportunity, if you think about your life as a moment in time, what's the highest and best use of yourself, and how can you make the most of the opportunities that you have in your life? Again, moments are important, and they deserve your attention, they deserve your focus, and they deserve your best. So as you go out this week and you operate in the moments that you have, let's make the most of that, and let's make sure that we're focused on the right things and acting with a purpose and a passion to fulfill the calling that we have in our lives. Make it a great week and make the most of the moments in your life.